Drive into summer savings at Burt Brothers Tire and Service with unbeatable discounts on complete car care services like free alignment checks, $20 off any Valvoline oil change, $20 AC checks, and $25 off any service over $250. Burt Brothers Tire and Service.
Following is a presentation of KSL Sports. Hello, Cougar Nation.
Who's open for three? Angle left takes it and makes it. Fusene Traore. And listen to the Cougar Nation.
Every Monday night, we break down the last week of BYU basketball and look ahead to the Cougars' prospects for the postseason. Cougar Nation. Here's BYU insider Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte on Utah's legacy home of the Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Good evening, Cougar Nation. Welcome on into your show, Cougar Nation, here on KSL News Radio, hosted by me, your BYU insider for KSL Sports, Mitch Harper. Usually always joined by Matt Biamonte, host of Cougar Sports Saturday in this program, but our travel schedules were a little bit tricky this week. I was on the East Coast out in Florida for the BYU-UCF game. I had a little bit of travel delays because of all the crazy weather in the Midwest, and Matt was on the sunny West Coast, so we couldn't get our schedules to align. So I'm rolling solo this week here on the show. We got so much to unpack in this edition of Cougar Nation as BYU breaks through and gets its first victory in Big 12 play down at UCF. We'll unpack everything I thought and took away from that game. Also, the experience of watching a game at UCF. It was quite the experience, I must say, and discuss the latest in the Big 12 conference. Also, BYU's got a big one tomorrow night against the Iowa State Cyclones in the Marriott Center. It's a big matchup. We'll preview that one as well here on Cougar Nation. If you want to be part of the show, 801-575-8255. You can also text me, 57500. The question today here on Cougar Nation, after three games played, is the Big 12 even tougher than you thought it would be? The nation's toughest conference continues to prove its might here in the Big 12, and BYU's in the thick of all of that. But we got to right now start the show off with my takeaways from BYU-UCF.
Cougar Nation, takeaways. Mitch and Matt analyze BYU's last week of play and what it means for the next week.
BYU 63, UCF 58. The Cougars get their first win in Big 12 play. They're 13-3 overall, 1-2 in the Big 12 conference. Last week, BYU had a tough setback to Baylor, and then they bounced back, went to the East Coast for the first time since 1999. BYU played a true road game in Florida, and they come away victorious against the Knights. Takeaway number one, BYU had a halftime lead for the third time in Big 12 play, but this time they held on and finished the job, delivering Mark Pope his 100th win as the head coach of the Cougars. When BYU had the halftime lead, there was a lot of feeling of, okay, nice start. BYU is doing everything that you expect them to do. They were the favorite going into that game against UCF, and mind you, UCF was riding high coming into that matchup. They had just knocked off the Kansas Jayhawks. You talk about getting your breakthrough first Big 12 win. The Knights, who were the preseason 14th team in the coaches poll in the Big 12, they took down the preseason favorite. So there was a lot of confidence from the side of UCF, but there was also the letdown potential. And BYU rolls into Orlando. They had that halftime lead, and my goodness, they did everything in their power to potentially give that game away to UCF. UCF reels off a 14-2 run and gets it down to a one-point deficit when BYU had things rolling. They were up by 13, riding high in the second half, and then UCF made things really interesting for BYU. This was Mark Pope after the game. If his team's relieved to finally get their first Big 12 win.
In terms of relief, I don't know if we have relief. I think we're just hungry to just go find a way to win a game. And now we're hungry to go try and find a way to win another one.
Look, Pope can spin it all he wants. There's got to be some relief, because had you lost that game to UCF, you would have been staring down a world of then facing Iowa State, who's a top 10 team in the net rankings. You would have then had a game against Texas Tech on the road, who's undefeated in the league, and then against Houston next week, and then Texas. You could have gone the whole month of January without a win had you not got this one against UCF. But the fact that BYU finished the job and they faced adversity, I mean, it wasn't pretty by any stretch. And it was a game where, you know, BYU's offense wasn't great. I don't think it was the biggest thing of beauty. I know Mark Pope in the postgame said that he felt like it was the definition of beauty, how both teams laying it out on the line and everything they got. BYU ends up shooting 40% from the field, 35% from three. But I think one of the big things that I took away from this game was that BYU got tougher, too, in the second half. The size of UCF with Ibrahim Diallo, the 7-footer transfer from San Jose State, who was the star against Kansas, he still got his 11 points, 19 rebounds, but I thought BYU managed them well in the second half. BYU out-rebounded the bigger, more physical UCF team in the second half, and UCF's offense, too, was not great. I thought UCF, honestly, you know, they started the game knocking down their first three three-point attempts, and then they missed the next 15. They finished the game 3 of 18. Some of that was BYU's defense, but a lot of it was the fact that UCF doesn't have much offense to their toolkit, if you will. There was a lot of run at the basket, throw it up, and hope that the refs call a foul, and they weren't getting bailed out much. And look, UCF went to the foul line a ton. They had 33 free throw attempts, only knocked down 21. If UCF just hits half of those misses, they maybe win this game against BYU. BYU was 12 of 17 from the free throw line, but they did enough. And one of the stars, as we transition into takeaway number two, Ali Khalifa, the 6'11" center for BYU, was the star of the game for the Cougars. This was Mark Pope on his ability, Ali's ability, to stretch the defenses against opposing teams.
I don't know if I've had a player that expands the floor. You know, we talk all the time about we have to find a way with the team we are, with the skills we have, we have to make a way to force teams to guard 27 feet by 50 feet. Most, in our estimation, most teams probably make you guard 18 by 48 feet. So we're trying to get 27 by 50. And I've never had a player that expands the floor as much as Ali at the five, being so dangerous, shooting from the three-point line, adding what we believe is another 30% of the game to our offense. And he's super dangerous. And, you know, I thought he was important tonight.
Khalifa finished with 17 points, 6 of 12 from the field, 4 rebounds. He did have 1 assist, but kind of a probably cringeworthy 4 turnovers. But, hey, he's going to say, so what? You got the win. And, oh, by the way, Khalifa had a highlight-worthy dunk that no one saw coming from Khalifa. This was Ali after the game in Orlando on his big dunk in the second half that caught everyone by surprise.
So great. Nobody expected that, obviously. Nobody in the whole world, I guess, expected that. But it was a great play. Coach told me I have some energy. I just subbed back in. And in my head, I was like, he's going to fall for it, and I will go try and dunk it. And it was a perfect opportunity. It feels great, obviously. And, yeah, many more to come. You know.
It was impressive, and you know, because you don't expect that from Ali, because he's not the most athletic guy, and he admits that. You know, he's someone that even told me, he's like, you know, I'm not the greatest athlete in the world. I know my limitations. Then for him to rise up and go throw that one down, it just embodies the physicality that Big 12 games showcase. And takeaway number three, that was a much-needed road win. It ends a 7-game road skid for BYU in true road games. And think about this. You know, BYU had not won a true road game since January 7th, 2023. That was at San Diego. That was a 20-point win in that one. BYU had not won a true road game since then. So it was time for BYU to break through and get that road success. And look, you might say on the surface, well, it was UCF. Folks, I was there at that game. That was one of the more electric crowds I've ever been to for a college basketball game. And I'll fully admit, I haven't been everywhere around the gamut of college basketball. But maybe it was because my low expectations for UCF, That student section was packed to capacity. It was a good crowd. It wasn't a sellout. It holds about 10,000 fans. I think it ended up somewhere in the 8,000 range for the game. Or 9,137. It was a good crowd. And they were energetic. There was a good portion of BYU fans in attendance for that one. So the fact that you go into that setting and win that game, I thought it was a big win for BYU. And Mark Pope was even impressed with the atmosphere that UCF had down in Orlando.
I'll be honest, man, I hope this doesn't hurt feelings or make people mad at me, but kind of as we previewed the league this year, one of the things we thought was like this UCF venue was not going to be like over the top electric. It's probably maybe the best gym we've played in so far. It's incredible, and it's just a tribute to the league.
I agree with Pope. It was the best road setting BYU's experience. I went to Foster Pavilion last Tuesday, and that was state-of-the-art stuff, high-tech, great venue in its own right from the new standpoint at Baylor, $212 million facility. But UCF's, that's going to be an underrated spot, and I would not be surprised if they knock off a few more big teams in the Big 12 in that building. So don't discredit any win because of the name on the front of the jersey. That's a rising venue for UCF in the Big 12. It was quite the experience, too, and it was fun. In the pregame, going around the arena, they have all these restaurants around. They had a fan zone, and they had these Welcome to Orlando banners for all the Big 12 teams, BYU included. UCF is all in on being a Big 12 school, so it was a fun atmosphere. It was very impressive, but it even was more fun for BYU as they get the win, 63-58, as the Cougars improved to 13-3 overall in the season, 1-2 in Big 12 play. We're taking a timeout on the other side. We'll get to the question of the night. The difficulty, the challenges of the Big 12 Conference, where does BYU stack up within all of it? We'll hit on that next right here on Cougar Nation.